From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A suspected Syrian chemical attack is believed to have killed scores of people in the town of Khan Shaykhun in northwest Idlib province. The Syrian military denied any involvement, but White House spokesman Sean Spicer placed blame on President Bashar al-Assad, as well as the policies of President Donald Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama.
President Obama said in 2012 that he would establish a quote-unquote red line against the use of chemical weapons and then did nothing. The United States stands with our allies across the globe to condemn this intolerable act.
Tuesday's attack, believed to involve sarin gas, was the worst instance of chemical weapons use in Syria since 2013. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura was attending a conference on Syria's future in Brussels when he heard the news.
Every time we have a moment in which the international community is capable of being together, 70 countries tomorrow, there is someone, somehow, that tries to undermine that feeling of hope by producing a feeling of horror and outrage. But we are not going to give up.
A UN Security Council meeting is scheduled for Wednesday. The U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Tuesday called on Sudan to do a better job caring for its own citizens as a way of drawing down the UN peacekeeping mission.
This council needs to see the Sudanese government do far more to provide for its people by meeting the agreed-upon benchmarks for Darfur, supporting an inclusive peace process, protecting civilians, and preventing community violence. It is not enough for the government to promise to do better. We need to see proof.
She spoke as UN officials reviewed the 10-year mandate of the 17,000-strong joint UN-African Union force known as UNAMID. This is VOA News.